Hi there, I'm Don Bohr with 8-Bit Studios. This is our extended bite. We're going to go for a little longer today. With me, as always, is Brett Mackey from 8-Bit Studios, and today we have joining us Anne-Marie.
Yay, good job.
Yeah, thank you. she's going to trash talk Scott.
Yes, so. I'm only here just to trash talk him.
Maybe to babysit us, too, a little bit. We don't know. Maybe we've said some things wrong in the past. I don't know.
That's turning snort.
Probably.
Turning snort.
You like that one?
Is that your
There you go.
Is that your Twitter handle?
Right? Yeah, right. It should be.
It should
1,000% be.
It's got to be.
How do you guys like the show so far?
I love it.
That's awesome.
I love being part
of it. I dig the format quite a bit. Like the Turning Point, I love the Turning Point. It's just a little bit more casual and gives everybody feels a little bit more loose. Maybe it's you, Amory. Maybe it's you.
I like to bring out the best of people.
There it is.
I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait to have my best brought out. All right, so.
What in the world?
There we go.
Not even going there.
Yeah, that's why. What I'm going for is one of these times, Scott's just going to say, yeah, thanks a lot, Don. We'll see you.
Oh, man.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
You guys have already had your own successful show already.
Well,
yeah, we have.
I was a guest on that one.
Let's call it successful and hopefully bring it back someday.
Someday. So I guess what we wanted to talk about today was just themes that we've seen throughout the shows that we've been a part of. So, all of 2016 now for the past 6 weeks. And I guess the one thing that's resonating with me so far is culture. We've seen some people talk about, breaking the mold of 9-to-5 and kind of having a flexible schedule and getting the most out of people by allowing them to contribute whatever they want.
Can I talk about this?
Yeah, go for it.
So I think something cool we've done at 8-Bit, which is more about celebrating the people and somewhat celebrating you, Don, we've introduced our own currency
into
8-Bit called the Bora Buck. So we literally printed out poker chips with Don's face on them.
Can I get one?
Yeah, well, you have to earn it.
You have to earn it.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the coin when you're in the service.
I don't know that coin.
Damn it, I forgot the name.
Yeah, it's like a Valor. I know what you're talking about. Man.
If you don't have the coin and you go to a bar and someone hands you the coin and you don't have one, you have to buy everybody around. But it's like things that you earn. So like there's different reasons why you would get it.
I'm mostly concerned with how they're going to redeem these things because nobody's tried to cash in a Bora Buck for actual currency.
I would just say you accrue like 10 of them and you get a day off work.
Well, that's one of the things. So there's the 30-minute nap. You can earn a 30-minute nap. You can earn
Jeremy would
off.
Like want a whole entire supply of that.
Yeah, he'd be killing it. So there's other ways you can do it. Someone does an awesome job in a meeting or just totally wows a client. Mm-hmm. You can give them one of your Bora Bucks or the house can give them a Bora Buck. But we have all these other weird little things. Where everybody has a locker. Like you could buy the mystery locker. It could be filled with just a
pile
of...
That's just fantastic.
Oh, which is one of the many things they do to celebrate me.
Yeah.
And each other.
Right.
At any rate.
It's a little weird. I never know how to react.
Just kidding.
No, yeah, right. No. Well, like I said, I'm worried that someday they're going to just ask me to start washing their car or something or make me a sandwich or something. That's how they redeem them to get me to do stuff.
That's true. But I think the kind of the generation of it, which is cool about building culture, is like realizing who works for you. And so this was something that we came up with as a team.
It's awesome.
The Bora Buck. And it wasn't something that was dictated down as like, this is the culture. Mm-hmm. And so everybody was like, fell in love with it right away. And we can all poke fun, a little bit of fun at Don at the same time.
A little bit, yeah.
So I think it's those tricky little ways to like sneak culture in and don't even realize that it's actually happening.
Yeah.
Yes.
From an owner perspective, I kind of throughout my career have come to learn and understand that nobody works for you. We all work together.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you understand that you work for your team as much as they work for you, I think it kind of like starts to gel. Like, okay, we're all on the front line of this thing and we're all going to get stuff done.
It goes with what we were speaking about a couple of shows ago of how I wouldn't exist if you didn't exist.
Exactly.
And so to think that
is
everything...
Is this your love letter to Scott?
Oh. Scott, yeah. Scott thinks... Scott. There's Scott, and then there's, the son.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think we've just
no, Scott's
changed
great.
The cosmological
He's actually
concept.
Really humble. He's just a smartass. But anyway, so, yeah, but exactly. Like, I wouldn't be a VC if there weren't entrepreneurs that are, but I'm an entrepreneur myself, and so when you can make everybody humble and realize, the culture, and make sure that the culture fits. Like, if someone wants to go to work and do a 9-to-5, they probably wouldn't be awesome for 8-Bit.
Right.
They need the structure.
Or they might.
Yeah.
Or they might.
They might, but it might be a little difficult of having I worked at this company and I'm not going to say their names, but they had, and I could probably really piss some people off right now.
But if
someone was upset with you, they called it a carefrontation. Not even joking.
That?
Dude, and I just had gotten off the trading floor, so you have to understand that this was like a cultural shock for me. And so if someone wanted to have a carafrontation, they'd email you and be like, we need to have a carafrontation. And I remember, I wear like baggy clothes, and I remember this one girl, she wore fitting clothes, and she told me that I wasn't dressed appropriate, and I wanted to be like, let's swap wardrobes, girl.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was just, and that was her, that was what she took me out of my job for.
So wait, whose carafrontation was that? Was it yours to
her? It was
her
to me, but then I flipped it.
Whoa, that's super weird. Yeah. That's totally weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yep. Yeah, it was a different, I mean, I worked that company for 8 months. I put someone to work for the biggest start of their whole entire company, of the history of the 30 some odd years that they'd been around. And I quit like a month later.
Wow. Yeah, no
that
doubt.
That was a mic drop for sure. Boom.
Boom.
Right, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I have a little similar story, just real quick. Weird, I guess, I don't know, words that end up in corporate worlds. So the key sales technique that I had at a previous job selling copiers was my first job ever. Terrible.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I just keep thinking of making copies at the copy machine, whatever his name is, from Standing Alive. Sorry.
Oh, that's good. But the key selling technique was called roaching. And it's like when you hear these words, when you come into a company culture, like there should be triggers right there. Like, this isn't a good fit for me. Like, I'm no roach.
That's gross.
But yeah.
It was gross. It was terrible
that's
at
gross.
It.
Gross.
Yeah, I didn't sell any copiers.
Well, you know, and to your earlier point, Anne-Marie, it's less about like how they can fit our culture. It's more about how we can evolve a culture. So mm-hmm. if somebody does have a 9-to-5 structure, mm-hmm. we can accommodate that.
Yep.
Because what we want is we want good people that are gonna get along with the team and, mm-hmm. and help us push creativity. What we don't want is somebody that's gonna shut ideas down and mm-hmm. and just know everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, and know everything. So if somebody comes in and they're like, yeah, I work from, you know, midnight to noon or noon to midnight, but they're jerks, then that's not gonna work either.
Totally. No, that makes a lot of sense. I appreciate that, actually, that you're adaptable in that perspective.
Yeah.
That's obviously why you guys are so successful.
We're getting there. Yeah, we think we're doing a pretty good job. I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah. I think we just have to ask our people.
It's easier for us to say in this room. So,
that's it. That's all we got for today.
Really?
Yeah.
I had so much more.
Well,
why don't we do this next time?
We'll try. We'll corner Scott the minute we get out of here and see what we can do.
He told me
6 minutes, and I think we're over now, so okay. I'm a little worried.
We should just keep talking just to piss him off.
See how long it takes him to come
see how long we can
until
keep
Bob
in the booth.
Starts flagging us and Mike's getting mad.
He's not happy right now. He's not happy at all.
No, that's cool. Let's do one every...
We're laying it down right now. Let's do it. Put the schedule on. Go, yeah. Marianne.
Okay.
Marianne, I just did it again.
Holy cow. Now.
I am not your... Okay, I'm going to say it. I'm
actually,
not your ex-mother-in-law. You need to...
ex-mother-in-law on you, because then he will call you.
You know, I love her to death. She's adorable. I don't know why. I've never had two Marianne's in my life before.
But it's not Marianne.
It's not Marianne.
It's Anne-Marie.
I know.
You just did it again while you're trying to explain yourself.
Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this?
I'm going to call you 9-bit from now on.
I was telling Brett earlier, you can call me whatever you want.
You're
it's
right.
Totally fine.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Thanks for jumping in. It's been a good time. Thanks a lot.
Okay, cool.
All right, and that's an extended bite from 8-bit. That's a wrap.
Peace.